Today is Thursday, April the 15th, 2021. Welcome to More of the Word with Pastor Chuck Puccio, a podcast designed to help you start your daily devotion with a biblically focused intention. Here's Pastor Chuck.
Hello. Today we begin our examination of another of the works of God called Providence. We've all known churches, schools, or other Christian organizations that carry the moniker Providence. What does it mean? Where does it come from? Is it biblical? We will study two facets of God's providence. First, there is the providence of God as preservation, which means that He maintains the creation He brought into existence. While creation is God's originating work with respect to the universe, providence is His continuing relationship to it. Second, there is the providence of God as government, which means that God is actively engaged in achieving His purposes in His creation and that sin cannot thwart those purposes. By providence, we mean the continuing action of God by which He preserves in existence the creation which He has brought into being and guides it to His intended purposes for it. When it comes to impacting our daily lives, providence has, in many ways, more impact than does the doctrine of creation. The word derives from the Latin providere, which literally means to foresee. But more than merely knowing about the future is involved here. The word also carries the connotation of acting prudently or making preparation for the future. Providence, in certain ways, is central to the conduct of the Christian life. It means that we're able to live in the assurance that God is present and active in our lives. We're in His care and can therefore face the future confidently, knowing that things are not happening merely by chance. We can pray knowing that God hears and acts upon our prayers. We can face danger knowing that He is not unaware and uninvolved. That is hugely reassuring, making this a crucial doctrine for the follower of Christ to grasp and draw assurance from. We begin by examining providence's preservation. Preservation is God's maintaining His creation in existence. It involves God's protection of His creation against harm and destruction and His provision for the needs of the elements or members of His creation. Numerous biblical passages speak of God's preserving the creation as a whole. Hebrews 1:3, talking of Jesus, it says, "And He is the radiance of His glory, and the exact representation of His nature, and upholds all things by the word of His power." Providence. Colossians 1:17, "He is before all things, and in Him all things hold together." Providence. The preserving aspect of providence is clear in those passages. The scripture writers see the preserving hand of God everywhere. One significant implication of the necessity of the preserving hand of God is that no part of His creation is self-sufficient. Only He is. Both the origination and the continuation of all things are a matter of divine will and activity. Jesus also gave clear teaching about the preserving work of God in relation to His creation. The disciples were concerned about the necessities of life, what they would eat and what they would wear. Jesus reassured them that the Father feeds the birds of the air and clothes the flowers of the fields. He will surely do the same for them. While God provides for the lesser members of His creation, humans are of much more value than birds and flowers. It is unnecessary and hurtful for humans to be anxious about food and clothing. It's hurtful because it distracts us from what we should be doing. And what is that? Well, in the words of Jesus at the end of that passage about the birds and the flowers, "But seek first His kingdom and His righteousness, and all these things will be added to you." The whole point of that was you're seeking these things first and distracting from what you should be seeking first, which is His kingdom and His righteousness. So spending time worrying about the basic necessities of life for a Christian is sinful. It demonstrates a lack of trust in a God who has promised to meet those needs. Jesus provides the example of birds who do not store in the barns. In other words, they literally do not know where their next meal will come from. They have no pantry, no refrigerator, no freezer. But Jesus declared that God makes sure that they find that next meal and the next one and the next one and so on. And if He's that concerned about a much less valuable part of His creation, will He not do the same for you? Also, no follower of Christ is glorifying God the way he or she should if he is wrapped up with anxiety over those things God has promised to provide. He definitely isn't seeking first the kingdom of God, which is his one priority in life. So if you are beset by worry, you are failing to trust the promise of God and failing to serve God fully. Stop the worry. Start the trust.
Thank you for listening to More of the Word with Pastor Chuck Puccio. Our hope is that this program will help you kickstart your own time alone with God each day. We invite you to use it to set your mind on the things of Him. If you have any questions about this episode or other biblical matters, please feel free to email Pastor Chuck directly at chuck@broadmoor.tv.